USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says President Biden has spoken with Ukrainian President Zelensky once again. He said Washington is ready to respond if Russia invades. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the White House backs efforts from European allies to try to defuse tensions.
We fully support international efforts, including the Normandy format, which is what you're referring to de-escalate the situation and negotiate a diplomatic resolution to the Russian-led conflict in eastern Ukraine.
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer has officially announced that he will retire at the end of his term later this year. He made the announcement with President Biden at the White House.
Mr. Breyer, on behalf of all the American people, I want to thank you and your family for your tremendous service to our nation.
This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The suspect, who shot and wounded three Houston police officers after they responded to a domestic disturbance, has finally turned himself in after being barricaded in a home. Police Chief Troy Finner.
The suspect at 7:45 surrendered, walked out of the house with his hands up. He had an apparent gunshot wound to the neck. He's been transported to the hospital.
All three officers are now in stable condition. Mayor Sylvester Turner said the shooting highlights the dangers that law enforcement face every day. A funeral is scheduled for Friday at St. Patrick's Cathedral for the 22-year-old New York City police officer who was ambushed along with his partner last Friday while responding to a call about a disturbance between a mother and a son. Jason Rivera had been on the job for about a year. His partner, Wilbert Mora, died on Tuesday, and his service will be held next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The governor of Texas spoke about immigration at the southern border.
Greg Abbott on Thursday spoke at a two-day border summit for 12 state attorneys general to discuss security at the U.S. southern border. Abbott accusing President Biden of being indifferent to the impact illegal immigration has in the United States.
Joe Biden doesn't care about victims of human trafficking. If he cared, he would step up and do something about it. But he does not care about the carnage that he's causing to lives and communities across the entire country.
The Biden administration has focused on the root cause of mass migration, including crime and poverty in countries where illegal immigrants are. The Biden administration has focused on the root causes of mass migration, including crime and poverty in countries where migrants are fleeing from. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Charges have now been filed after a young immigrant was murdered.
A 16-year-old teen and a 27-year-old man have been charged in the weekend murder of 8-year-old Mexico immigrant Melissa Ortega in Chicago as she walked down the street with her mother. The boy, who is believed to be the shooter, was charged with first-degree murder and attempted murder. He will be charged as an adult. Javier Guzman, who was driving, has also been charged with multiple counts. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.